Hello, I'm Jonathan Abrow, an avid and intrepid traveler. From scuba diving to jungle trekking, skydiving to glacier walking, I've traveled to all seven continents of the world. I've crossed the Arctic and Antarctic circles, stood with my feet on either side of the equator, and climbed to the top of Mount Kilimanjaro. Being diagnosed with retinitis pigmentosa and going blind have not stopped my travels, just changed the way in which I experience them. As I share some of my adventures with you, I hope this will encourage you to try some travels of your own. Along my epic journey through South and Central America, I was afforded some incredible opportunities to go jungle trekking in some of the most spectacular places in the world. My first adventure starts in Bolivia, where I head off into the Amazon jungle. On this adventure, we will visit two lodges. First of all, one where we could go exploring the winding waterways of the Amazon jungle, encountering lots of wildlife, including the likes of capybara, which look like giant guinea pigs, and they constantly have their face in the water looking for food. We came up close with lots of different varieties of monkeys, from the noisy howlers to the tiny capuchin monkeys, who were gorgeous, and we came so close to them that they were trying to get hold of our camera because it was this shiny, exciting looking toy that they really wanted to get hold of. We saw and even got to swim with pink dolphins. What a privilege that was. One of my favorite animals in the world is a sloth, and so you can imagine my excitement when we got to see a mother and her baby up in the trees. She was kind enough to move from tree to tree, showing off how she got around. But then, as is normal with a sloth and what I tried to emulate, she just needed a sleep. It was really difficult for me to find and see the sloth and her baby, but catching just a glimpse of her was magical. We followed this with a 4.5 hour ride upriver in a dugout canoe. There were a few of us in this canoe, and when we got to one of the shallow parts of the river, it was too shallow for the dugout to move with all of us in it, so everyone had to get out and walk. That was except for me. They had seen my white cane and so were concerned about me walking along the river's edge. I felt both privileged and slightly embarrassed as everyone was walking along the river, as the boatmen were pushing this dugout along the river with me sitting there on my own. We followed this with a 2 kilometer walk through the jungle to get to our lodge. It's quite amazing that they built these lodges way into the jungle, because like us, the only way that the material could get here is via this river journey and then trek through the jungle. In the evening dusk, we were taken paddling around the lake that was fed by an underground spring and surrounded by jungle. The sounds of the jungle, the animals and the birds, it was just magical. What we didn't expect was to see palm trees. Legend says that if they were to cut down the palm trees, the spring would no longer feed the lake and it would disappear. This has been around for generations, and luckily no one is going to test it. Hearing the splash of the caimans, these crocodile-looking creatures going into the water to feed in the evening, was really just incredible. In the morning, we went on our first jungle trek, ending up at a ladder taking us to the tops of the trees, affording us views for miles around. That afternoon, we went swimming in the lake. We were told not to worry about the caimans, as they only came out to feed later in the evening, so we risked having a swim. No harm came to us, but when we were sitting on the edge of the lake drying out, what they hadn't warned us about were the sand flies. The bites are incredibly itchy and they even draw blood sometimes. And what we learned later in our journey was, if you put some baby oil or any oil around your ankles, they can't get a grip, so they can't bite you. We ended our visit to this part of the jungle with a trek to see macaws nesting in a clay wall. They use these walls because they like to sharpen their beaks on the clay. Then it was back onto the dugout, this time just the two of us, Annie and myself, and the boatmen. And being that we were going downstream, what took us 4.5 hours to took us so much less time, and it was an exciting ride as we traveled over some of the fast-flowing river that we had fought our way up earlier. What a fantastic way to start my jungle trekking of South and Central America. Join me next time on RNIB Connect Radio for another adventure. But for now, I'll leave you to plan your own travels.